We are on Nun Hey Amud Aleph. And the Gemara starts off two lines down with a Mesive. What is the Mesive on? Correct. So we want to know, Rav Acha was the one that said that every time that there is a Musaf, it has its own Tekiyos. The Gemara had just finished trying to disprove him by saying, oh, you see that the Shir of Rosh Chodesh is Doicha, the Shir of Shabbos. You see there's only one Shir. When it's Rosh Chodesh, Chalitz, Shabbos, and Gemara says, no. This is a question of Tadir, Vesheno, Tadir, Tadir, Koidem. That's really the issue. They don't, but you end up doing both, so that's not a kasha. Now the Gemara has another attack. Kasha, Meisved, Yitani, Rabba, Bar, Shmuel. Yachal, Kishem, Tzoyken, Al Shabbos, Bifnei Atzmoy, Al Rosh Chodesh, Bifnei Atzmoy. Is it, the Yachal is always one of these Midrashic types of principles. I mean, I would have thought, you know, is it possible? Just like you have your blasts on the Musaf of Shabbos on its own, on Rosh Chodesh on its own. You take in al kol Musaf u'Musaf. You have its own unique blasts for every single Korban Musaf. This sounds exactly like what Rav Acha was talking about, no? Rav Acha was the one that came along and said that whenever there's a shear, there's a unique shear for every Korban Musaf. And therefore, there's unique tekiyos for every Korban Musaf. That's exactly what he said. It sounds like we have a medrash that's addressing this exact issue. I would have thought Rav Acha's right. Talmud Loimar, the pasuk comes to teach us over a sheichad sheichem, period. What? So, you know, typical medrash. That over a sheichad sheichem, that apparently it's only on Rosh Chodesh. Oh, what do you mean, only on Rosh Chodesh? So, what it means to say is that on Rosh Chodesh, it has its own unique shira, and apparently, I don't care whatever else is happening that day, but you only are going to sing the shira and blow for the Rosh Chodesh. Now the question, of course, is where does this come from? How do you see this in the pasuk? All it says is on Rosh Chodesh. So we'll get into it a little bit in a minute. But the Gemara says, oh, you see from here, obviously, Tiyufta, Diracha, Tiyufta. Tiyufta means, as you would like to say, TKO, knockout, a technical knockout. That's what the Medrash is saying. The Medrash is clearly saying that I would have thought you have its own shir and own tekiyos for each musaf. The answer is no. Okay, there you have it. So the Gemara wants to know what we're wondering about. My Talmudah. My Talmudah is a little bit of an unusual question for the Gemara. But my Talmudah means, how do you learn this out? What is the way that you... What are you talking about? All it says is on Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't tell you anything about Rosh Chodesh. Well, how do you see this in the Pasuk? Amar Baye. Abaye says Amar Kra, because the pasuk said of Rosh Eichad Sheichem, right? We know that, and he explains, Hukshu Kol Chadashim Kulam Zelazeh. What the pasuk is at least being maramez to, I don't know how explicit this is, how well we can work it out. But what the pasuk is saying is Rosh Eichad Sheichem. What? So the whole pasuk is Uveyoyim Simcha Aschem, on the day of your Simcha, Uveyoyad Deichem, on your Moyad, Uveyrosh Eichad Sheichem, and in the plural, on all of your Rosh Chodeshes. What are you going to do? You blow the chatzoytzos. So the fact that it's putting all of them together, says Abaye, indicates that all of the Rosh Chodeshim are the same. In what way? In terms of what we're talking about, blowing the chatzoytzos. So how should all of the Rosh Chodeshim be exactly the same in terms of the chatzoytzos? Well, they're not always going to be the same. For example, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos at the same time. You're going to have two Korbanos Musaf. So if you have two musafin, you're going to have two shiros, and you're going to have two sets of tekiyos on the chatzotzers. So there's not going to be the same. Ah, so what do you see from here, says Abaye? They should be the same. They have to be the same. So even though you're going to have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you only blow the chatzotzers once. You don't have multiple blasts for each and every korban musaf. That is the proof from the pasuk. That's what the pasuk meant to say. And that's why it's a TKO to Rav Acha's idea, or his halach. Rashi Omar, Rashi had a different way to explain it. Ksiv chad sheichem. And if you look at the way it's ksiv, right, ksiv means the way specifically it's written. So ksiv, what would you expect? What? With a yud. Chad sheichem. Chad sheichem should have had a yud in between the shin and the chav. So it should have been chad sheichem. Instead, it's written like, you know, chad sheichem. That means it's your Rosh Chodesh. But Chod Sheichem is your plural, all of your Rosh Chodesh. So why is it, even though that's the way it's pronounced as a plural, so then why is it not written with a Yud? Uksiv uva roshay, which is clearly Lashon Rabbim. So in other words, let's try to spell this out. If you want to talk about your Rosh, your plural, you're speaking to a lot of people. All these people, you're telling them, you know, when you have a Rosh Chodesh, your plural, Rosh Chodesh. So it would be Rosh Chodeshichem. So it's singular Rosh Chodesh, but plural is a lot of people. Here, there is a hybrid. It's Roshay, which is plural, Chodeshichem, the way it's written.
That just means that multiple Rosh Chodesh.
Well, that's the problem. Are we talking about multiple Rosh Chodeshes, or are we just talking about multiple people and one Rosh Chodesh? So that's the contradiction between Roshay and Chodeshichem.
So if it's both, that means that it's multiple people on multiple Rosh Chodesh.
Correct. You're speaking to a lot of people about every single Rosh Chodesh, which is what Abaye said, right? All of your Rosh Chodesh have to be the same. So Rashi comes along and says, there's a stira, there's a contradiction between the two words, because Roshay is clearly spelled as plural. So it's your many Roshes, lots of heads. And Chod Shechem, which is of course pronounced Chod Sheichem in the plural, is spelled Chod Shechem as if it's only one. So how could you have it both ways? So there's a red flag in the pasuk. That's what I'm trying to tell you something. So where do you have one Chodesh? Right? It's being said to many people. Chod Shechem, the Ksiv. Where do you have one Rosh Chodesh with multiple heads? How do you have a Chodesh, one Rosh Chodesh, or two heads, multiple heads? Have you ever said Rosh Hashanah? That refers to Rosh Hashanah. Why? What do you mean Rosh Hashanah? Why does Rosh Hashanah have two heads? Come on. Why does Rosh Hashanah have two heads? Correct. Because it's both Rosh Chodesh, so if it had been in any time of any month of the year, it would have been Rosh Chodesh. But it happens to be the beginning of the year in a certain sense, and therefore it's also, it has two heads. We would say, where's two hats?
Double
yarmulke. It had double head covering. It's both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So it's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Vam Rachmana Chad Sheichem Chad He. And it's still considered one. It has two heads, and it's only considered one. So what does that mean? Meaning, in terms of Karbanos Musaf, the Musafin, there's a special Karbanos Musaf for Rosh Hashanah, and a special Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. But it's only considered to be one. So apparently, only below the and it's talking about Chatzaytzeis. So you only blow Chatzaytzeis for both of those combined. What does that teach you? That no matter how many Musafin you have, you only blow the Chatzaytzeis once.
Is that kind of like today, when it's Rosh Chodesh on Shabbat, you only say one Musaf for the combo of the two?
It's similar, but we're talking specifically about the Chatzaytzeis. But the underlying theme would be the same, that they all get sort of merged into one, according to this, and you only blow the Chatzaytzeis once. Okay. V'oid Tanya. So that's... Okay, so until now, was one Kasha and Rav Acha from a Braisa, and it seems to be a tiyufta. He seems to be knocked out from Tanaic literature. Now the Gemara has another one. V'oid. Furthermore, kasha. Tani, we learn in a braisa. V'chala shalmoyed. An chalamoyed. Bar rishain. The first day of chalamoyed. Mayo imrim. What was the shir for that day? Now, you know, we have a shir shal yom, right? Our shir shal yom is the same. Every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, it's always the same. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about in the davening? And we have a shir shal Shabbos, and we have Baruch Hinashi on Rosh Chodesh. But we don't really have a special shira for any other day. Now, the Vilna Gaon had a special shira for every single day.
Don't we say every day?
What?
Shir shal
yom? Yeah, but it's the same. Sunday's the same, Monday's the same, Tuesday's the same, right? Shabbos is the same, Rosh Chodesh is the same. Those are all the same. And Sukkot is, well, whatever day of the week it is. There's no special shira for that particular day of Sukkot. Right? If it's a Monday, it's Monday Chalamayim. Monday. So you get shir shalom for Monday. The Vilna Gaon had it differently. He said, no. If it's Chalamayim, there's a special shir shalom.